Hello and welcome to a live edition of the NBA Outlet presented by OTGBasketball.com. Be sure to follow OTG on Twitter at OTGBasketball. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me on this NBA night, Harris Wichard, Matthew Handel. What's up, guys?
What up, Nick? Let's get talking about, we got some big games tonight. I'm excited to talk about them.
I want to give a quick shout out to Matt's Cubs before we talk about the NBA. A great win in Game 6. The reason why I'm rooting for them in Game 7 is because how cocky Cleveland got after their 3-1 comeback over Steph Curry. So I'm really hoping the Cubs break their curse for you, Matt. Obviously, you haven't suffered as long as some of the older fans. Your grandfather's grandfather's grandfather.
20 years, though, is long enough.
I hope the Cubs win. So let's get to the NBA. There's 10 games tonight.
10 games tonight. We also had a big night last night. We're going to take a look at that. We're going to look at the rookies this season, and we'll predict all tonight's games. But let's start off. First game of last night, Houston and Cleveland. This started at 6 o'clock to fit the World Series in later. So what do you guys think about this game? The Cavs won 128-120. Harris predicted this on the dot.
Yeah, I did say Cavs by 8, guys, so don't start calling me a prophet out here. But
he's got someone inside. Someone's throwing the game.
Yeah, towards but yeah, this James
His
Harden.
His boy James Harden.
He went nuts. James Harden, his assist numbers are really high because of the system they're playing in, but their defense is really bad.
Yeah.
And Kyrie Irving got whatever he wanted to. They're spreading you out. Kevin Love looks good. Cleveland's 4-0. And I mentioned the point that the Cavs might take a push at 65 or 70 wins. LeBron's done it before. LeBron looks healthy. The team looks deep. The Cavs look good offensively, but don't gauge it on the effort of Houston defensively. Us three, and I could grab two guys I play with in college, we might get 80 on the Rockets. So –
Oh, 80? Don't sell short. Come on.
Well, I haven't seen
90.
You play yet.
Matt, 90, at least. Matt,
I haven't seen you play yet. But no, this is one of those games where it looks like Cleveland's hitting their stride early.
Yeah, Kyrie looked great in this game. They don't really have to put full gear in. So, I mean, the Rockets are going to put up points, not play defense, so you don't really gauge much. We expected the Cavs to win. They finished the deal. Harden's putting up ridiculous numbers. And that's really the only way the Rockets are going to compete and win games is with them scoring a lot of points and him putting up a huge amount of points because there's no defense in Houston.
I think through the first four games for the Cavs, I think both units have looked good. You know, that second unit coming in last year, they were good. But this year, I think they've gotten better. So I think they'll have a great start to the season. It's showing already.
Yeah, their bench is very strong. I think it's underrated. I definitely like the Mike Dunleavy pickup this offseason. But on to our next game. Orlando Magic, Philadelphia 76ers. Orlando pulled this one out 103-101. This was a terrible ending. If you want to see the ending, check out my Vine page, OTG Basketball. You'll be thankful. You'll enjoy it.
Well, listen, I picked Philly by 2, and this one hurt me a lot because Nick, who now leads me in the standings over the first week of the season, picked the Magic. But this was ugly basketball, and these might be the two worst teams. These might be the two worst teams in the Eastern Conference right now.
They're battling out for their first win, so I mean.
Yeah, no, they looked pretty bad. And Orlando, if they lost this game, I might call them the worst team in the league. So, I mean, Philly's been more impressive this year than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
Embiid has definitely been great. I'll talk about him a little bit more later. But the Magic have been a huge disappointment. I know Frank Vogel is not happy.
I thought they were going to do a lot better because look at their roster. Like, they have some really good pieces, but I don't know what's going on in Orlando.
Too many bigs. And they try to play all those bigs, and it doesn't work.
There's not enough space on the floor, I guess. But
I think Aaron Gordon at the three is just not going to work. I think especially with the way the NBA is going, it just makes more sense as him as a four. And then they have Ibaka, Biombo, and Vujicic, and Jeff Green. So you have five guys trying to play, really should only be playing two spots, and now he's trying to play Jeff Green and Aaron Gordon at the three. But really, in this NBA, it doesn't make sense to play those guys there.
Yeah.
I think about another disappointing team, the Pacers so far. They struggled with the Lakers at home last night, and they did win by 7. I think we said around that number. I think I said 11. But this is one of those situations where they might hit their stride eventually, but what's been wrong with Indiana, guys?
Jeff Teague. He hasn't really come in and fit in that great. I know the game I saw personally, he had a terrible shooting game. I know he said he hasn't picked up the offense really yet. And it's just he's been inconsistent too, and that was a problem for him in Atlanta. It looked like they were ready to get rid of him real quick, and that kind of scares me. I think, like you said, they can hit their stride later in the season, but right now it does not look good, and they're going to have to rely on Paul George early to get them some wins.
They've been a defensive team for so long. I think, you know, the switch up to trying to be, you know, more fast-paced and more offensive-minded, I think it's going to take a little time. But it is kind of worrisome, you know, even as, you know, early as it is, it's kind of scary just for how they're playing so far.
Yeah, a lot of people have this team, you know, being a top four team in the East and maybe somebody that could challenge Cleveland.
Now,
they do not look like that. Obviously, there's still plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Lakers?
Oh, that's tough. I think offensively, if I'm not mistaken, because I've seen maybe a couple games of the Lakers this year, they're not exactly, I want to use the term I overuse a little bit, world beaters, but they're not getting after it on the defensive end. But Luol Deng's giving them decent minutes, and Russell's been okay. He wasn't great last night, but Jordan Clarkson, you know, Nick, is one of my favorite players in the league. So this is a team, I think, with some young talent we spoke about. I think they're in the right direction, but when Nick Young is playing 21 minutes a game, and one of my least favorite players in the league, Jose Calderon, is playing 17 minutes a game, I mean, if you get Jose Calderon an island, you could physically end his career. I mean, he's just like a revolving door. It's really bad. So,
what about Mozgov, though?
I don't hate Mozgov.
Like, I'm just saying, he got paid all this money in the offseason. Yeah. And he hasn't.
I think he's done pretty good. I know Luol Deng's numbers have been pretty bad. And they paid him a good chunk of change, too. And I think it was a 4-year deal. You know, you're not getting out of these contracts easy.
I think Randall's been playing pretty well, though, 9 and 10 in the game. So he's been a little spark.
The Lakers, I think, have been slightly more impressive than I thought. Obviously, they don't play defense, but the offensive looked good. Luke Walton, you know, is going to get this team scoring points. And by the end of the season, you'll see the young guys really take another step.
Yeah.
So they lost by 7, and then we moved on to the Heat and Kings.
This game, I didn't really get to catch much of at all. I kind of expected the Heat to win. We said it yesterday, you know, the Kings challenged Atlanta. We knew they weren't going to be able to challenge the Heat again tonight and get the W.
Well, so they took them to overtime. I didn't see a lot of it. I know Dragic had a big game. Shout out to Magic Dragic, the understudy of Steve Nash, 25-8-8 for the Dragons. So
he's off to a good start this year.
Yeah, I like him. I mean, lefty, gets to the rim, decent mid-range. Three has been better, could pass the ball, has got good vision. So shout out to the lefty version of Steve Nash in Miami. But that team's going to struggle. I don't think they get over to the top. I know Matt's going to be happy to hear this. The second-best team in the East right now looks like the Bulls.
Yes, sir. Hey, it's early, but I mean, you're right.
It's true, but it's so premature, but it's very early. The Knicks got clapped yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, the Knicks lost to the Pistons. I mean, they were in that game. They had opportunities to win that game. They didn't hit their shots, and their rotations looked a little bit slow. Not as much energy as we saw in the home opener. Obviously, playing at MSG will do that to you, but also, the Pistons, and it's interesting because Kristaps had a good matchup, I think, in this game. Tobias Harris playing the four, you know, he has a real height advantage. But they weren't able to get him the touches he needed and take advantage of that. So
I wonder if D-Rose still thinks they're a super team or no. If he'd like to if he wants to take that statement.
And listen, everyone thinks I get all over Carmelo. Like, Carmelo, I have to, like, preface all my statements by saying he's a great offensive player. But it's just kind of frustrating to watch his understanding of the game on the other end, because to be a true leader, and I've said this many times, it's very hard when your best player doesn't get after it defensively. If you look at the teams that win championships, the teams that push forward in the NBA, their best players play both ends. It's very hard, very hard to win when your best, most talented player doesn't get after on the defensive end. If you look throughout history, that would probably back me up.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
No, it does make it harder. I think the Knicks, I mean, Carmelo has improved as a defender, but they need him to be elite, or they need somebody on that defense to really show a ton of energy. I think they're kind of hoping Joakim Noah does that.
Right.
He hasn't been quite himself yet, so maybe he's not 100%, but that air ball he shot last night did not look good.
Jeez.
Well, even LeBron shot an air ball last night.
Oh, at the free throw line, yeah.
Shaq and a fool.
If you saw the Joakim Noah one, you'd be like, oh my God.
That was a tornado shot.
I can't wait till tomorrow night. You know, Inside the NBA is one of my favorite shows, especially now they got that maniac Kevin Garnett coming on. So that's going to be fantastic television.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. On to the next game, Milwaukee, New Orleans. Both teams that aren't doing well, kind of struggling. We lost this pick. The Bucks pulled it out 117-113. But Anthony Davis did everything he could.
He's been doing everything he could.
And they're still 0-4, and he's putting up historic numbers. It's just not going to – it's going to be a rough year for them. I feel for them, you know. Like, you're that good. You need to get some talent around you. But on the other side, the Greek Freak had a huge game, 24-10-7. So, as expected, big year so far.
They took a step back. I mean, in 2015, they challenged the Warriors a little bit in that first-round series. You guys remember the shot Curry hit in the corner?
Oh, my God.
When he was looking in the other direction. And that's what an announcer said last night, not to sidetrack off Curry, but the amazing shots that he's hitting when he's not looking.
Oh,
but,
here we go. Harrison Curry,
but,
here we go.
But the Pelicans took a tremendous step back, and it's been injuries, it's been a bad luck, but this is a team that was on the verge of being that 18. We thought they might be able to do that this year, but it hasn't looked that way so far.
Yeah, it hasn't. I mean, both these teams are struggling and they haven't looked good. So, I mean, this is definitely a toss-up.
And now we get to my favorite game of the night. What was my favorite game of the night last night, Nick?
Our Harris's favorite game of the night, Golden State. Oh, wait.
No.
My mistake. His favorite game of the night was Minnesota and Memphis.
Yes.
Minnesota with the blowout.
Yes.
We picked this one. We thought the Timberwolves were going to come out and get the W, and they did that. Chris Dunn got to play some minutes with Ricky Rubio out. So I know our boy Muhammad's not too happy about this one. But
80 points, Muhammad? 80 points.
Don't come tweeting at the show and then run away. Stand up for your stand up for your Grizzlies, Muhammad. The mediocre that's the triple L. I'm going to start calling that the mediocre Memphis Grizzlies.
Dang. I don't even care if you're a defensive team. 80 points? Oh, my – That is awful.
Marcus Ole and Mike Conley didn't play though.
Hey, still. That's,
well, we got to get
Cowboy could have played. That's definitely better than that.
We're savages on the show, everyone. Savages.
No. I don't have anything against Memphis, but when Muhammad came on and talked to them about them being almost as good as Golden State, it kind of irked me a little. He knows I got upset about it. We've been trying to get our relationship back on track. It's been a work in progress. But it's definitely working prior. I got nothing but love for Muhammad, but he went over the top there.
But talking about that, there's not really much to talk about that game. So let's move on to an upset we saw last night. We did not expect this. The Spurs had an early home loss in the season to the Utah Jazz, 106-91.
That's a huge win for the Jazz. A lot of people have the Jazz high up on, you know, their Western standings. I think this team can do some big things, and you know, I think they're proving some of those people right with this. I mean, that's a big win, too, not just winning, but, you know, winning by that much.
Harris and I have talked about this a lot. This is a very deep team, and we expect them to make this jump this season and expect them to maybe compete for a top four seed in the Western Conference. That's how good I think this team is.
Yeah, once they get Hayward back, the sky could be the limit for them.
Yeah, and D'Lo didn't even play. So, right. You know, Hayward's
I love that kid, Rodney Hood.
Yeah. Rodney Hood is he's tough. Impressive.
Yeah, and my boy Joe Johnson's on that team. He gives them a nice veteran presence.
That's such a good pickup.
I thought they had a really nice offseason that wasn't talked about much, but I'm high in the Jazz. And the Spurs, I think the Spurs have never started 5-0, which was an interesting stat, and they could have last night, and they lost.
Kawhi still at 30-7, which is, you know.
30-7, yeah. Kawhi looks a lot more aggressive as a scorer. Kind of at times they're relying on him a lot. So maybe someone else needs to step up on that team a little bit.
For sure.
Aldridge,
maybe Gasol, you know, Powell's a nice piece. Maybe one of the young guys they're developing. Simmons has stepped up this year. He's played some good minutes. Danny Green's still out. He hasn't played yet this season, so that'll be a nice boost when they get him back if he's hitting his three-point shot. He's a great defensive player regardless, though.
Yeah, so the Warriors had 127 last night, and the shot distribution is still Curry 21, Thompson 17, Durant 15, and then everybody else kind of fills in. I asked you this question. Could they – on a certain night hit to like get over 140 in a regulation game?
If they play the Rockets, I think it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give them the Rockets. It's over.
What happens if Steph and
what are they going to do to the Knicks this year? Oh my God.
What happens when Steph, Clay and Durant are all on fire?
It almost happened last night.
Yeah, if you look at their numbers,
Thompson really didn't shoot it that well last night.
Super efficient besides Clay.
Yeah.
10 for 21, 9 for 15. Like, that's ridiculous. Curry, 50% from three. Like, easily 140. Definitely capable. Yeah, I think even against a team that's decent at defense, I think they can still do it. Offense is just stacked.
Definitely. Well, so you saw what kind of firepower. Is Lillard Curry the best rivalry point guard wise in the league right now?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
I mean, they kind of get after it.
Who else would you – I mean,
Westbrook and Curry.
Yeah, Westbrook and Lillard.
They don't really spend as much time on each other.
Right, because Curry has a harder time with Westbrook's athleticism.
Yeah, Curry and Dame kind of play the same, and they're kind of like built the same in a way. Yeah. I think Lillard's a little bit more athletic, but and Curry's a little bit better shooter. So I think that their style of play, how it matches up more, puts them on each other more. So I think it's definitely – that adds to the rivalry.
Yeah, for sure.
Are we gonna get riled up for these 10 contests?
Yeah, tonight we got another big slate of games.
Yeah. Oh, let's go!
No league pass though for the guys that were using that were milking that free Netflix password. Hey, what's the Netflix password?
Hey, give me your league pass.
Yeah, I know people would do it. So
yeah, no, it's definitely I've been there before.
It's a real struggle.
The struggle to watch NBA games is real.
Harris, you want to shout out our standings real quick so far going
yeah,
in?
Yeah, so far, I know Match joined us on Monday for the four games. Last night, Faye, you went 7-2. I went 5-4. So that me and you are 10-3 overall. I'm 8-5. Nick 3-1 with Monday's performance. But Nick, Matt has boldly predicted he will go 10-0 tonight, which I also said that if that happens, I will give up my regular spot on this podcast because there's no way that you're going to be correct on all 10 of these games tonight. No way.
Hey, unlikely, yes, but possible. Oh, definitely.
Well, without further ado, Nick, why don't you
Let's go.
So first game of the night, Toronto Raptors at Washington Wizards. Raptors are 2-1, Wizards 0-2. What do you guys got?
Got the Raptors going into Washington.
There's your first loss, baby.
Tight line. I'm expecting DeRozan another big game. I got Raptors in this one.
I'm going to agree with Matthew on this. The Raptors have looked good. I know Washington really needs to win, but give me the Raptors. I like DeRozan as well.
And now here is where I play devil's advocate. Give me John Wall at home. Give me John Wall refusing to go 0-3, and the Raptors showing more of their true colors as the – pretenders they are. No, I'm just kidding. The Raptors are a very solid team. They've been good. They've been solid. But I think John Wall at home refuses to go 0-3, and I'm going to take one of my few upsets of the night. Give me the Wizards.
I think Harris has a point on this. I think it's definitely a possibility the Wizards come out with a lot of energy. But until they do that, I'm going to go with the Raptors. On to our next game, the Philadelphia 76ers at the Charlotte Hornets. Sixers 0-3, Hornets 2-1. Who you got?
Sixers, after this game, they're still going to be looking for that first win. I got Hornets at home. It's not even going to be close. The Sixers are playing a lot better this year, but they're still very, very bad. So give me the Hornets.
Yeah, the Hornets are the type of team that need this win. You know, they can't afford to lose games like this, so I'm going to go with the Hornets at home as well. The Sixers kind of – obviously they've shown some nice flashes, but they still can't finish games.
Primetime Allen Iverson might not save the Sixers team right now. That's how bad they are. No, I'm just messing. No, yeah, I agree with you guys. And unfortunately, I agree with Matt on this one because I know how many
picks I have.
Because I want to be able to disagree with you as much as possible to create some friction on the broadcast. So
no, I like it.
But no, give me the Hornets too.
Unanimous.
Yes.
All right. I think we all agree on that. But on to the next one. I'll be watching this one, obviously. The Detroit Pistons at the Brooklyn Nets. Pistons 3-1, Nets 1-3. Matthew, who you got?
Nick, I'm sorry. Pistons are going to go into Brooklyn, and they're going to get the win. I'll give you a little shout-out here. I said last time I came on, the Nets are playing better. I like how Lynn's been playing, but I got to go with the Pistons on this one.
Harris, I'll let you go first.
The Pistons on a back-to-back after beating the Knicks at home. I want to take the Nets, but I can't. I think the Pistons are one of the better surprises in the Eastern Conference, a potentially top six team now. I got to take the Pistons going into Brooklyn also.
I hate when I have to pick the Nets. Yeah. I'm such a bad fan when I pick against them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you continue to do it, and it's just
not. Yeah, I'm just going to go with it
every,
against them.
Every time. The Nets. I hate picking against them. All right, there you go.
I'll go against the Root. They cost me a 4-0 a slate on Saturday, but hopefully tonight they give me the upset. I feel they play the Pistons in the preseason. They matched up okay. Brook Lopez.
I can see them winning. I'm not gonna say I can see them winning this game. I can't pick them, but I can see them winning this game.
The back-to-back helps too. The Nets need to come out with better energy too after a disappointing loss to the Bulls. So hopefully Atkinson can kind of show us something about getting his team ready to play.
All right.
But on to the other team in New York, the New York Knicks take on the Houston Rockets at home. Rockets 2-2, Knicks 1-2, lost to the Pistons last night. Rockets lost to the Cavs last night. Who you guys got?
In the game where absolutely no defense will be played, I'm going to say that the Rockets go into Madison Square Garden, get the dub, and I'll even go and say that I think Harden's going to get a trip dub tonight, so give me the Rockets.
This is a tough one. You know, part of me thinks like, the Knicks are a veteran squad. They're going to come out and play better at home. But also, I don't see anybody D'ing up James Harden. And I kind of see the Knicks falling into playing no defense as well. So give me the Rockets.
And your second loss of the night, guys, I am going to go with the Knickerbockers. I think after last night's debacle in Detroit, and especially that the Rockets played the Cavs and they're on a back-to-back, both teams on a back-to-back, give me the Knicks. Give me Porzingis going for a big, big night. One of those vintage offensive rebound putback dunks.
How many points?
31.
30? Okay. Okay, yeah, that would be a big night.
Porzingis is due for a good game. They need to get him the ball more, set him up to be successful. I've been saying this for a while. Like, you know, we know kind of what Carmelo can do. We don't really know about D-Rose. We kind of have an idea about Noah and Lee. Like, if the Knicks are going to do anything special, it's going to be because of Porzingis. Porzingis is the future regardless. Like, everything should revolve around him and nothing else. That's my opinion.
I agree.
On to the next game, Lakers-Hawks. Lakers 1-3, Hawks 3-0. They'll be playing in Atlanta. Who you got?
At home, undefeated start for the Hawks. I think they're going to stay undefeated. I like how they're starting to play. They're getting that sense of, you know, that team again. And so I'm going to go Hawks tonight.
Yeah, I think it's hard to go against the Hawks in this matchup just because the Lakers haven't shown us anything special. And I think the Hawks will be at home, and it's the kind of game they need to win if they want to get a good seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, this to me is a no-brainer. I can't see the Lakers going on the road. This is a Lakers team that's going to steal some games at home with that young, energetic squad. You saw them beat Houston opening night, I think, at home it was. So I think at home you're going to see them win those exciting games against some of those better teams, but not tonight, not in Atlanta. I like the way Howard's kind of meshed and played a little bit more energy at home and in front of his hometown crowd. So I like the Hawks, and this probably will be double digits.
Yeah, definitely could see double digits. On to the next one, the New Orleans Pelicans, 0-4 at the Memphis Grizzlies, 2-2. Who you got?
Sorry, Muhammad, but even after coming after that 80-point embarrassment, it's just going to get worse. Anthony Davis, they're going to get their first one tonight. He's going to have another big night. No surprise there, but I'm going Pels.
Wow.
I'm going to go with the Grizz. I got you, Muhammad. Yeah. I think they need to win this game. They got embarrassed last night, and they want to be a playoff team. The Pelicans, I just think, aren't that talented of a team other than Davis. Obviously, they're missing Jrue Holiday still. So I just don't think they'll have enough to beat the Grizz. So give me the Grizz at home.
Yeah, give me the Grizz at home, too, as much as that pains me to say that. New Orleans is falling apart, and they're relying so much on Davis. He's doing way too much for them. There's no balance on that side of the floor. So give me the Memphis Grizzlies, but not by a wide margin. I think, you know, probably about 66-64. That's how Memphis likes to play them. So probably be a little higher scoring than that. But it's going to be one of those ugly, ugly games, and Memphis will pull it out.
Yeah, definitely could see that. Now on to maybe the hardest pick of the night.
Woo!
The Chicago Bulls at the Boston Celtics. Let's go. Bulls 3-0, Celtics 2-1. This will be on ESPN at 8 o'clock. What you got?
Okay, first off, I want to start by saying it's going to be a great game, like you said. But
we think we know who you're going to
pick. Horford, okay, you think you do, and you're probably right. Okay, this was a tough pick for me. You know, I thought Celtics for a while, but I don't think Al Horford's playing tonight. I could be wrong, but
he's out with concussion protocol.
Okay, so I'm going Bulls. I think another big night from Jimmy. I won't say 30 like last time because he let me down there, but.
He had 22. I think he had 22.
Yeah, so it was close, but give me the Bulls on the road.
The Bulls have looked excellent. I've been impressed. I've talked about this last episode. A lot of team chemistry, a lot of good basketball. The Celtics will be at home. Al Horford isn't playing, but Give me Boston. I don't think the Bulls are going to be able to shoot as well as they have in the last three games. I think the Celtics can kind of frustrate them a little bit. And even without Horford, I think they have enough people on this team. They can still get the win.
Here's why I'm going to go Chicago. ESPN. ESPN, Rajon Rondo coming back home. Wade looks good. Butler looks even better. I don't think they match up well with them. I think the Bulls are going to win this game. Not convincingly, but not down to the last possession either. I got the Bulls by like 6 or 7.
Okay.
So we got a lot of different picks tonight that definitely make it a little bit more interesting going into the next episode. But on to the next game. This one, Dallas Mavericks 0-3. Utah Jazz 2-2 at home. What do you got? Jazz are coming off a big win against the Spurs.
Yeah, and I think if you look, it's like, okay, Mavericks are 0-3 on the road. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think, but I'm going to go Jazz coming off that big win, like you said. I think that if they actually want to be, you know, as good as people are going to give them credit for, then they got to win games like this at home. So give me the Jazz.
Yeah, I think that's the right choice right there. The Mavericks, they haven't been able to get the W. They've been in some close games, but the Jazz will be riding the momentum of beating the Spurs, and that's a big win for them.
I want to take Dallas because I think they could get on the board here, but I don't see it. I like Utah a lot. I like the direction the franchise is moving in, especially without Hayward right now. So I'm going to take the Jazz also.
Yeah, there's a sweep right there. We're all going with the Jazz.
Was that the first one?
No,
we all agreed on the Hornets beating the Sixers.
And the Atlanta and Lakers, too.
Yeah, Atlanta and Lakers, too.
Wait, this one probably. Did someone pick the Nets? The Knicks?
Sorry. I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The next one could possibly be the same. We have Portland at Phoenix. Portland 2-2 coming off a loss last night. Phoenix 0-4. 10 o'clock game. What do you guys got?
I'm going to go Blazers, but I will say one thing. Watching that game last night when they played the Warriors, they got some holes that they need to take care of. I think on that bench unit, like we talked about, Nick, off the air, there's just a little bit of, you know, they need some more scoring. But even though it's a road game, I think that they're going to take care of the Suns tonight.
Yeah, I think they'll take care of the Suns. You know, they're disappointed in the way they played last night. They expect to compete with the Warriors, and last night they did not do that. The Suns have been chippy. They've had been in some close games, but I think Portland handles business, and they get a W.
And I'm going to go upset of the night. You took the Suns the other day, so you wore the gorilla costume the other night, and I'm going to wear the gorilla costume tonight. I think coming off a back-to-back, the Blazers looked shaky in the second half. I know they were playing the best team talent-wise in the league, but the Suns win a game like this occasionally, and they've been bad, so maybe they ride Bledsoe. If anybody's out tonight, are they healthy? I think I'm going to go with the Suns tonight, one of my upset picks.
I mean, I could kind of see it because the Suns have been close in a lot of games, and they could finally push the envelope, and they're at home. But Dame Lillard can't afford to lose a game like this, also coming off a loss last night. So give me the Blazers still. But on to our next matchup.
Wow.
We're going to another big game. This is going to be an entertaining one. OKC, the Clippers. OKC 3-0, Clippers 3-0. So one of these teams is not going to be undefeated after tonight. 10:30 on ESPN. Who you guys got?
Oh, my gosh. What a tough pick. But this is, you know, such a great game. ESPN again, you know, two of the best teams in the West. Russ Westbrook, this season, the Clippers are kind of finding their groove. One thing I was thinking about, I think that Russ will have another triple-double. And like I talked to you guys before about how many he'll have, I think this is what I want to see, you know. Can he get a triple-double against a good team? I think he will, and I'm going to pick the Thunder in this one. But I think that the Clippers will match up transition defense better than most teams will or have so far against the Thunder, but give me the Thunder tonight.
Harris, I'll let you go first on this one.
I'm going to go with the Clippers. I think the Clippers play really well on national TV also. I think the Thunder are, I wouldn't say overachieving, but riding the wave that is Russell Westbrook right now. I think the Clippers with Paul and their smarts will be able to figure that out a little bit. Better regular season team the Clippers are than postseason. I like the Clippers in a really close game tonight. That was very entertaining, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you as well. I think the Clippers will get the W. I think DeAndre Jordan is somebody who can maybe stop Westbrook a little bit from attacking the rim. And also, you know, the Clippers are going to come out and stop Westbrook. A lot of guys in this team haven't stepped up. They've been in some close games against some bad teams. So this tonight they face a good team, and I think they won't have enough to get over the Clippers. I think the Clippers are going to have a great season.
I really do too. I think they could win 60 the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, there's so much talent on that team, and you know they made a pretty nice additions on the offseason too.
Yeah, so a lot of disagreement tonight. This is going to be a very interesting night in our picks.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I know before we get off tonight, we wanted to touch on one more topic. Doc Rivers said this, talking about the Clippers. LeBron James is top five all time. I want to hear your guys' thoughts on this.
Harris, you can go first.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I agree with Doc. He's in that conversation. I wouldn't consider him the second best player yet. I definitely consider him 3 to 5, and I think that's fair. I think he'll have a couple more seasons to make that push towards Michael and towards the best ever. And I still would consider, in my opinion, a guy like Bill Russell or Magic Johnson and Larry Bird to have some of those spots because of the accomplishments and the years they did it. But LeBron is right there, and I think he's cracked the top five, and I think he's headed towards the top. And if he does this for another 5, 10 years, like 10 is crazy, but if he does what he's doing now for 5 more years, it's hard to picture him not being the best or at least the second best.
And he's in a great situation in Cleveland right now.
Yeah.
With Kyrie coming into his own, Kevin Love's, you know, he's still a great player. And, you know, Tristan Thompson there too. And they're obviously attracting players because they're going to win championships. I mean, I'm not like one to be like, oh, I'm an NBA historian. Let me tell you something about 1970 or 1980 basketball. Like these kids that are younger than me trying to tell you about how basketball was back then. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that like a lot of people do.
I feel you on that.
So LeBron's in my top five. You know, I might not know everything about basketball, but I think he's done enough. He's been so dominant. And it's getting to the point where, you know, you think basketball, you're starting to think LeBron James too. I know you think basketball, you think MJ. But LeBron's probably the most influential athlete in the world.
The hardest thing for me about a top five is, like, I just feel like there's some room for everyone to have their own preference, you know? Because all these players are, like, they're obviously, you know, some of the greatest players to ever play in the sport of basketball. And I just think some people like to go off just rings. Some people like to go off, you know, how did they affect their era, all this stuff. But LeBron's got to be up there. I'd rather just talk about it when his career's over and said and done, you know. But I don't know how you couldn't put him in your top five.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny how many people hate LeBron. It's also Jonathan Abraham wrote a great article looking at LeBron's numbers, and he compared him to Kobe and how he like is substantially a better player than him based off the numbers and advanced stats. And like some people to this day still think Kobe's better than LeBron.
See, that's the thing that bothers me too. Like some people, despite the fact that like there's players in the NBA I don't like, but you know, I still think that they're good. Like some people will not let that get out of their head that LeBron's a great player just because they don't like him or, you know, like some of the things he's done. Like you got to put that aside when you're going to rank players, you know, for the greatest of all time.
Well,
exactly.
This is another thing I will say is I want to propose a question to you guys that has really zero to do with basketball as we close out tonight.
Yes. Yes.
I want to know, while you're enjoying these 10 games or any other random night in the NBA, what is your go-to snack that you munch on now? I'm actually tonight, I chose Ritz crackers because that was the only thing I could find tonight. But I have a weakness for Oreo cookies, as most of my friends know.
Oh, you dunk.
You brought quick story. Harris came to my house once, and he brought a package of Oreos with him.
Were they double stuffed, though?
No, everybody knows I have it. Everybody, and that's true. I've bought Oreos and walked the streets of New York City with them. I actually have Oreos, like, in my bag sometimes. Like, I have a legit addiction to double stuffed. Usually it's double stuffed, you know, the black and white ones, but it's not limited to that. There's an array of sort.
The peanut butter ones are mad good with peanut butter on the inside.
But do you dunk them with the milk, though? That's the question.
I do drink milk with them, but the dunk factor is one of those things where I stay away from. It gets a little messy and soggy and messy. I don't like the sogginess of the cookie. The cookie needs to be clean and crisp.
I got
to
eat the cookie, then drink the milk.
Yes, exactly. 100%. That's it.
Yeah. See, we brought it back with the dunking. See, that's all – it's basketball.
Dunkaroos are mad good.
I got to go peanuts, though. Like, does it have to be sweet? Does it have to be sweet? Because give me a bowl of just, like, cashew mixed nuts. I'm just throwing that out there. Mix nuts in a Coca-Cola. That's my go-to.
Oh, he's gonna go soda. Okay.
Oh, of course.
Coca-Cola. I'm gonna go fat on the scale right now, and I'm gonna go. My go-to food is McDonald's.
Ooh,
like during. I mean,
my garage game. Ice cream,
yeah. I live across the street right now. My apartment complex is literally like 5 minutes walk.
That's not even fair. That's not even fair.
Give me a quarter pounder with fries and a Coke. I'll be a pretty happy kid. That's all I need. NBA basketball. I'll call it a night.
Awesome. Well, Mohammed, tweet us your favorite snack. I would love to hear from you also.
Talking about that, Harris is eating some crackers now.
Yeah, you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yeah. But you guys, you know, thanks everybody for listening. Tweet us your favorite NBA snacks that you're watching the game with. Also, you know, give us your feedback. Subscribe to us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, everything. And thanks, you guys. Great show.
Let's go, Cubbies. Hey, yeah, let's go, Cubbies tonight.
Yeah, break the curse. Break the curse, man. I appreciate everybody listening and giving us shout outs and been on board since day one, and we appreciate everything that everyone's done.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, everybody,
guys.
And go Nets.